A United Nations conference secured around €2.5 billion in pledges on Tuesday to aid the millions of people facing starvation in war-torn Yemen. Civilians have borne the brunt of a war that has raged there since 2015. Germany promised $114 million to that UN fund. Germany prides itself on its restrictive export policies, which ban arms sales to countries involved in armed conflict. But as Germany promises money to the victims in Yemen, a DW investigation shows the Saudi-led coalition uses German-built weapons and technology in the conflict, which the UN has described as the world's worst humanitarian crisis. One of the investigators in the German arms probe is DW reporter Nina Verkhoizer. Hello, Nina.
Hello.
Tell us more about what you found in the investigation.
Well, our investigation has provided evidence that German weapons and components are being used in the Yemen war by Saudi Arabia and also by the United Arab Emirates, who lead the ground offensive in this war. We found weapon stations of German manufacturers on armored vehicles. We found warships built in Germany, which operate in Yemeni ports. We found evidence of fighter aircraft, partly made of German components, flying over Yemen. So that means we found clear evidence that such weapon systems are being used in that cruel war.
The German government apparently ignored its own guidelines, even as tens of thousands of civilians have been killed in Yemen. Is that what's going on? Or, I mean, are the guidelines just some kind of government virtue signalling?
Yeah, it seems they are. The guidelines are very clear about it. It's forbidden to export weapons to countries involved in armed conflicts, such as Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. And the Yemen war started in 2015, but the German government continued to allow arms sales to both countries, and that's clearly against the guidelines. These are guidelines. They are not that binding, but the German government prides itself of having such strict guidelines and then doesn't follow them. And also, the weapons sold must remain in the country that bought them and can't be taken to another country in order to fight. So that's a second rule that's being broken there by the Emirates, for example.
So who's at fault in this situation? Is it the weapons manufacturers or the German government?
Mostly the government's fault, because they have to approve of every single arms export. That's the legal regulations. And they can say no, and they do say no in certain cases. So if they say yes, and the company's interest, of course, is to sell these weapons, and if the government says yes, they just sell them. So it's the government who plays the major role or has the responsibility to say no.
And have they said anything about this?
Well, we asked them, had they any knowledge of German weapons or components being used in the Yemen war? And they said, no, we don't. That's surprising, because if we can find evidence, why can't they? They have secret services, they have ministries and everything. And we asked them again today and confronted them with our findings, and they said, no, we have no evidence, and we will check on that, but we don't know anything about it.
Tell me more about the project partners in your investigation.
Our project partners, we work together with German media and European investigative journalists. We sat together in a room and analyzed material from sources that are freely available on the internet, such as Twitter messages, videos we found on YouTube, satellite imagery on Google Earth. And then we tried to find and identify German weapons and components, and then pinpointed the location to make sure that the material actually was from Yemen and not from somewhere else. And we spent 2 weeks doing that all together, and afterwards put together our reports, who came out in different German media and also in the Netherlands. And Bellingcat was involved, an investigative bureau based in Great Britain.
And what are you hoping the project will achieve?
I personally hope that the German government will rethink their position on arms exports and stop allowing arms sales to countries who are involved in wars.